Good to be with you again, track two. And I'm looking forward to this session on from enemies to advocates. And I think this, oftentimes I'll have a lot of marriage things woven into this, but I believe this mentality applies to a lot of different relationships. But I do think it often impacts marriage quite significantly. My wife, Trish, and I, when we first got married back in 2006, one of the first things we did was go to a marriage conference early in our marriage. It was very good, but I remember nothing from the conference at all, except for one thing. There is one thing I remembered, and if there's one thing you take from a conference, I'm going to call that a win. So one thing that really stood out to me from this conference is that you and your spouse are not enemies. And both my wife and I both just grabbed onto that. And she actually has my name in her phone as teammate. So my wife's name is Trisha, and she when I call her, it says teammate pops up. And guess what hers is in my phone? It's Trisha. that's which I'm very convicted of right now, but I can't change that. She has teammate, a bunch of emoticons, and I have Trisha. But I love her dearly. Sometimes we have our spouse in our metaphorical phone as nemesis, private enemy number one, the one who is in my way of fun and oppresses all of my enjoyment. So even as I say, you know, we think about marriage covenant saying I do, even though we say I love you when I say goodbye, it's a very real environment in marriage where we can oppose each other and function like enemies rather than advocates, rather than being teammates. This session is going to be primarily focused on, just think about a couple that just doesn't really like being together. I'm trying to help them. And no one's committed adultery. No one's embezzled funds or is into pornography or into a huge debt. They just are enemies, and they don't really enjoy being together. They're constantly fighting and nagging and picking at each other. It's kind of like not one big event, but death by a thousand cuts. This is the environment they're in, and their home is not a sanctuary, but it's a battleground. So I want to have some discussion as we jump into this session. When you think of enemy, when you think of a husband and wife functioning as enemies, or just enemy in general, what are some things that just pop into your mind when you think about an enemy? What defines the characteristics of an enemy? What was that? Somebody you fight with. Yes, good. Someone who's in my way. I want resources, and you're going to stop me from getting those resources. You're in my way, and you're opposed to what I want to get to. Doing evil. Yeah, you are an enemy. You do evil towards me. You want to harm me. That's same exact thing? Whoa. you think enemy, you think you got to defeat the enemy. So if you're my enemy, I need to crush you. I need to defeat you because you're trying to crush me. We see things totally different. We disagree. We are not on the same page. Someone who undermines, who's really going to work against me, maybe directly, but also maybe along the hidden way. Yeah, you're just opposed to me. You're in my way. One more. What? Attack. You're going to attack me. And so someone who's after the same resources as you, someone you got to attack first before they attack you, someone who does not have your best interests in mind, someone you want to get out of their way, someone you need to keep track of, you need to kind of spy on, get some dirt on so you can use it against them. It's not about knowing them as friends, but how to defeat them. Again, it's just, someone I need to get allies on my side to go against because they are not on my side. Okay, what do you think about when you think about an advocate? You think about the word advocate, what jumps into your brain? Jesus. Way to go to the perfect advocate. Excellent. No, yeah, Jesus, the perfect advocate. Good. Someone who's there for you. Good. Someone who's going to help me. Someone who's actually going to help me, not hurt me. Yeah, someone who's going to defend me and stand up for me and come in the way of a conflict with me, not against me. A friend. Someone who cares about me. Yeah, you want my interests. You care about my well-being. So we got Jesus, and then we have Samwise Gamgee. I can't carry it for you, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry you. You've got me on a rabbit trail. Good job. I think he's the hero of the whole Lord of the Rings, the most powerful person. Frodo doesn't throw it away, but Sam, I mean, all right. Sam's a great example of an imagery of someone who's really for you, on your side. Even when he gets cast aside, he still comes back. It's good. Way to get me way off my notes. But you are my advocate. You want to help me with this, so I really appreciate it. Anybody else want to follow Sam Wise Gamgee? You're safe. Someone who wants you to feel safe and who's going to fight with you. And I just think of a band of brothers, someone who will go to war with you and lay down their life for you and share, give you some of their food even when they're hungry. Someone who's loyal to you. Someone who wants your well-being, who just cares about you, is just who's with you. And obviously Jesus is the one who advocates on our behalf, who we don't deserve, and he's with us and he's for us, even though we don't deserve it. And so what I want to talk about is, how do couples get to a place where we're supposed to be close, but now we're enemies? And then what's the process of going back? How do we get back to being advocates? And so this is going to be a lot of discussion about the process. And I'm going to have some strategic discussion questions about what part of the process stands out to you, and how does thinking about the process help us as we minister to people? So be ready when I have some more interaction discussion. So that was the introduction. So an enemy versus an advocate. So when we think about an enemy, think about, he delivers me from my enemies, talking about God being an advocate here. Surely you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. So you have someone who delivers and rescues, and you have someone who wants to do violence and harm. So you kind of have an advocate and an enemy in the same sentence there. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So think about how when you focus on pleasing God, God, being the perfect ultimate advocate, is able to make those who want to harm me actually be at peace with me. So he has the ability to go between and advocate on my behalf and address things in a peaceful way that is amazing. And ultimately, we pursue the things that make for peace and the building up of one another. I think advocates build you up. They don't tear you down. And they pursue peace. And in the Bible, when you think peace, don't just think about our grenade launchers aren't pointed at each other. Think about the idea of shalom, where your wholeness, your well-being, I want your well-being in all aspects of your life. Peace with God, peace with other people, and peace within yourself. So a very holistic view of your whole well-being being as it should be. And an advocate cares about that and wants to build you up so that things are as they ought to be. Now, the foundation of opposition, I'm going to go through this quick, but you might have just the wrong goals. You're just really going after different things, and often those goals are fine as long as they don't interact. A husband wants to go golfing. A wife wants to have a coffee date with a friend. It's fine if they're on different days, but if they're on the same time, who's going to watch the kids, or how's this going to work? Now, all of a sudden, our goals are colliding. It's opposition. Or our mission, what's important? What do I want to train for? I want to get a PhD. Well, I want to renovate our deck. I want to go on a vacation. I want to do really fun activities. I want to eat some really tasty food. Like, what am I going to spend my time training for or focused on? Different beliefs. What do I believe? What I can't see, but I believe it's really important and we might differ. Or what am I going to bow down to and worship? What do I really believe is the most worthy of my devotion, my life revolving around, and ultimately my identity, how I view myself, how I want others to view me? Is it what I worship? Is it the Lord? And just plain old preferences. There's the way to do things, and then there's the right way to do things, right? And so oftentimes opposition of just like, I think my way is the best way. Let's talk about the drift to enemies. I believe it often starts with grumbling. Now, this is not like a perfect order of list and everything always works this way, but it's a way to think about the process of being close and then being really far. I think it starts with grumbling, general complaining, being discontent with your life, and you just begin to just kind of complain and vent to someone else who's around you, anybody who will listen, especially your spouse. And then eventually that grumbling turns into, well, you're also kind of the cause of why my life isn't the right way, or you're not really helping with this, or you're not doing enough, or I'm disappointed with you, or you're not satisfying me. And so